Houston Texans hosted a free event for 150 Houston area youth football coaches recently, and it was the Coaches Summit, designed to educate coaches in several key areas, including proper equipment fitting, heads-up tackling and heads-up blocking, concussion awareness, sudden cardiac arrest, and heat and hydration recognition. It was led by a heads-up football master trainer and other experts from Houston Methodist and Texas Children's Hospital. Academy Sports and Outdoors provided additional equipment and special offers for those in attendance. The Houston Texans Coaches Summit went a long way in helping youth throughout the area play football the right way.
That was Drew helping us play it safe with some coaches.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Patty.
Always first. It's very important. Yeah. While we're talking about coaches all summer long, we've been introducing you to the Houston Texans coaching staff. This week we're going to talk about offensive line coach Mike Devlin.
Yeah, DP Sidhu sat down with him. He's one of the new faces on this 2015 staff. Comes to the Texans from the New York Jets. Very high energy guy. Going to be fun to see how the line changes a little bit with him in charge of it.
All right, let's listen and meet Mike Devlin.
The only thing I'd say is, for as good as we're running the ball, we're still having a lot of run through. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure our eyes are up and we're seeing it. Make it that much more clean for our back. You with me?
It's been exciting. It's been, because it's a different coaching tree. It's a different coaching family, philosophy. So for me, you know, man, I enjoy the game. I enjoy learning. So, from that perspective, it's been fun and obviously hard work. But you know, good coaches here.
What was it about the Texans that drew you here to this job?
Well, you know, they gave me an opportunity.
That's one. That's always one. Yeah.
But really, when you track Coach O'Brien's record and what he had done, where he came from, and then you know what he did, was able to do at Penn State in that tough situation, and obviously getting the team in the right, going in the right direction here. So all those things from a coaching perspective, you sit there and go, wow, you know, this is the type of guy you like to work for.
Bill O'Brien likes his assistants to coach in their personality. What's your coaching personality? We've seen the mic'd up video.
Yeah. Look, I just believe strongly in hustle and respecting the game that way, and you know, having passion and finish and defending your own and your team, and the things I really rarely get. I mean, that's the only thing I really get upset about. I mean, if I feel like there's a lack of respect of this history of this game and that heart and that finish that you need, then those are the things that drive me nuts. But now we'll work on the technique and we'll get that. But if you have that passion, drive, heart, all that, well, heck, I mean, J.J. Watt is the epitome of that, correct? I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's how you want to play the game, you know, finish, heart, hustle, all that. So that's my approach.
All right, great stuff. Thank you, DP. Next week, one more coach to close it out, and that is running backs coach Charles London.
Man, he's got an interesting story. You know, he was a player at Duke in the early to mid-90s. They had a pretty good basketball team back then, didn't they?
Yeah, he's not very tall, though.
Yeah, but he was a great player on the football team. Buddies with Jeff Capel, and he's got some pretty good players to work with now in Arian Foster and the two running backs from LSU, Alfred Blue and Kenny Hilliard.
Absolutely. We will meet him next week.
But, Jonathan Grimes.
Before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about the expectations of training camp starting on Saturday. What are you most looking at?
I'm going to check out, like everybody else, the quarterback position and what Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer do. It's going to be fascinating. You think after what we saw in the preseason, or excuse me, in the OTAs and minicamp, look like Hoyer has a little bit of an edge, but this is not over. So Bill O'Brien has said that. The quarterbacks themselves have said that. That's what I'm checking out, because they practice these first 2, 3, 4 days, and then they take off for Richmond, Virginia, to practice against Washington later in the week. So it's a lot of different moving parts, but it's going to be pretty fascinating to see the early moving parts.
All right. Well, Drew, thank you so
welcome,
much. Great information, as always. We will be in Richmond with the team, and we have to take one more time out here on the show, but we will be back with Brian Hoyer after this. Stay with us.